Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, should I take this part out where I'm saying take this part out?
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy.
I'm Becky Streepy.
This week on the show, we're talking about Whole Foods falafel wraps and dinner at La Semilla together. And we're going to eat the new plant-based Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Those falafel wraps were from Whole Foods?
They sure were.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was the Publix because you had talked about the falafel at Publix. Yeah. I got all mixed up.
Yeah. Did it come in the sandwich paper that's a Pub Sub?
Good point. Good point.
Second question. Did it come in the bag, the big bag, the big paper bag that's a Pub Sub?
No, it did not.
What did it come in?
Came in a plastic.
A little plastic tray. Yeah, shell tray. Right? Yeah. Bad for the environment. Worse than the paper, for sure.
Oh, arguably.
Yeah. With a little sticker, keeping it closed. And what did that sticker say?
I'm imagining it said vegan or Whole Foods.
Both. It said both. Yeah.
Whew. Really blew it.
It said Whole Foods, vegan falafel wrap.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just, wow.
Yep. Unforgivable. Also... Yeah, it's a big day.
It is a big day.
The Reese's cups.
Yes.
Reese's. Christ. You want to ask me how I'm doing so bad?
I do. I want to hear about it.
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anything
I'm healthy?
Anything fun coming up?
No. No. We're doing some travel. We're doing a little bit of travel.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. You're excited.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. We're flying out to the West Coast, bro. Little West Coast jaunt. Right? What are you looking at me for? This has got to stop.
I'm listening. This is my active listening phase.
You look psychotic when I am talking. You just stare at me like a doll.
That makes me feel like I do that to other people.
You probably do.
Toeheads, if I know you in person, and can you tell me if I have a resting doll face?
You don't do it all the time, but here you do it. Yeah. I think you're doing something in your head, and you're not really doing it.
I'm processing.
How are you? How's skating?
No, tell me about the travel that you have coming up, because
I told you.
We have a little West Coast trip together, and
that's right.
I'm coming back. After just a long weekend, but not you.
But no, not me. Let me talk about it after I went.
Okay.
I'm jinxing it if I put into print. What if my travel gets upended? I don't want to put it out in the world.
Okay.
I'll talk about what I did after. Maybe.
Okay. Well, is there something you've already done that you'd like to talk about how you're doing? I feel like I always talk about how I'm doing more. I want to hear what's going on with you, with Dave Streepy.
All right. I'm glad you asked. I've replaced all my pants with larger pants because my pants were not fitting me anymore. So now I have larger pants, and some of the pants I need to return tomorrow to get even larger pants because those pants aren't fitting me either. So pretty cool time. Expensive to buy lots of pants at once. When was the last time you bought lots of pants at once?
Pretty recently.
All right.
I had to buy a whole bunch of shorts, but I did it.
For what?
Rolls.
God damn it.
But I bought them on eBay.
Do you remember that eBay ad that's on Broadway?
No.
But it's on eBay. The only thing, it was like, they showed it in movie theaters. They showed it in a movie theater that we were in when we went to go see the third Matrix movie in the theaters. They played this eBay commercial. And the reason that I remember it
Sorry.
Is because he does, there's a little, it's a Broadway number, of course. Mm-hmm. It's on Broadway. Arguably the most Broadway number. And he's going through all the stuff that he bought. And there's one point where, you know, the riff is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't. Top don't, hat, just dance.
Cane.
No, there's no. Okay.
You're doing this dance.
No, that is.
You also not, do that to
you
on
Broadway. You do not do that to on Broadway. Listeners, she was raising her hands over her head and then pushing an imaginary cane out in front of her laterally and doing kind of a exercise routine between the two. So he's doing that. There's the riff. I don't know if I finished my point.
Mm-mm. What did he buy?
No, my point about you not getting the dance right for that number.
No, you did great.
Did I make that clear?
You made that clear.
Sorry. I got distracted. I just wanted to close that circle and move on.
Crystal.
Okay. So it goes. You don't have to dance when I do it.
I love it. It's catchy. Sorry.
And he did a like a little head bop on one of the duh-duhs. And the whole theater laughed. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why, but that's why I remembered it. It's a catchy song.
Yeah.
And one of the lines is like, he saved a lot on that guitar. How much were your pants?
With shipping, like eight to 15, depending.
Depending on what?
How much the original price. I bought several.
Okay. Well, none of the pants I bought were that cheap.
Yeah.
It cost a lot of money to buy pants that fit me, to replace my pants with pants that fit me.
Yeah. The thing about buying pants online, as you've discovered, is that they sometimes don't fit. So on eBay, it's not worth, you have to pay return shipping. So it's not really worth it to return the $8 pair of pants.
Gotcha.
So I did end up with some that were too big and some that were too small that I just donated because.
You got to return them.
No, returning stuff on eBay is not worth it for something, for a low ticket item like
why?
That. Why? Because
you have to pay?
You pay return shipping.
Okay.
So I'd end up paying like $5 to ship back these $8 pants. Yeah.
You got to say there's something wrong with them. You got to say there's a bug in them or something.
But there's nothing wrong with them.
Or a doo-doo stain or something.
There's nothing wrong with them.
That pants. It's a believable story.
Yeah.
Arbitration would agree with you. They'll side with you 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Because, like, of course the seller is going to be like, no, there's not a doo-doo stain in the pants. They're going to be like, of course you would say that.
Yeah.
There's no way to investigate this.
Right.
But, of course, you're not going to admit that you made a doo-doo stain in the pants.
Right. Right. That just feels unethical to me. That does.
So, hear me out.
Oh, yeah.
You put a doo-doo stain in the pants. Doesn't have to be yours.
Oh, my God.
So I'm buying lots of pants. I got to take some pants back tomorrow. IRL. Swap them out for the next size up. See how those treat me.
They're cute pants. You got some plaid ones that are real cute.
Yeah. I got to make some lifestyle changes. I'm still in quarantine mode.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can get yourself some skates. Start coming skating with me.
I run 4 miles a day.
I know.
It's not an exercise thing.
Yeah, I guess not.
It's a lifestyle thing.
I guess so.
I think that I'm not just a snack goblin. I think I'm a food goblin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just always gobbling.
Yeah.
I've been the same. Like, I've had a hummingbird's metabolism for my whole life. And now at the ripe age of 30, I'm starting to, it's starting to slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks for pushing me to have an update.
Anytime. So it sounds like you're doing not super.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine with it. I'm not like moaning about it.
But it sounds like you're having an expensive problem.
I'm having an expensive problem, but I'm also, I think you're risking turning this into like a I'm feeling bad about myself thing, and I'm not.
No.
I'm choosing comfort.
I get it. Comfort is good.
All right.
I like comfort. Right. Okay.
That's a wrap. What's next? Thalassemia?
No, how about, what about?
I tried to ask you how you were doing.
I am great. And I forgot last week to talk about one of the super cool, fun things that I did lately. And I wanted to talk about it right now.
Is it skating related? God.
Only peripherally. I took a watercolor class.
Oh, that's right.
At the Beehive, yeah. Which is a local boutique. They sell...
Oh, what a real beehive, guys.
It's not a real beehive.
That'd be terrifying.
I shrunk down tiny. I ate that blue mushroom.
I'm here for the...
It's shrunk down tiny.
The watercolor class.
So I went to the Beehive. It's a boutique that sells crafts mostly from local artists. They have some stuff from out of town, but mostly local people. And some of the local artists also teach classes there, including my friend Becca, who is in my skate gang. And we took a watercolor class, me and my friend Liz, who's also in the skate gang. And we all painted watercolors together. It was really fun. She taught us some neat techniques.
Yeah.
She had this fun resist stuff that you paint it on the paper, and then when you paint over it, you let the paint dry, and then you peel off the stuff, and you have it resists the paint mm-hmm. in those spots, and really fun and cool.
Is that like when you put a crayon on an Easter egg?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, exactly.
Seriously? Like,
yes, okay. Exactly. Like okay. If you use a white crayon when yeah. you're doing Easter eggs, uh-huh. or you can do that on paper too, white crayon, and then you paint over it,
yeah.
and then it resists the paint, so you have those white lines. Exactly.
Pretty cool.
It's so
this
cool.
is me engaging and participating.
Yeah. It was really fun, and I had a great time. Great job, Becca. And it was her first class teaching since quarantine. And so she was really excited that Liz and I were there, because then she knew there'd be some friendly faces. And she killed it. She didn't need us there, I was glad we went.
When she came out to start the class, she should have had a little antenna headband and been dressed like a bee and had a name tag that said Beeka, and then be like... Sorry, guys. I thought this was an actual beehive.
She is tiny enough to fit
what?
Into it. She's a tiny person.
I think that's fine.
Yeah. She's shorter than me.
Okay. I think that's fine.
It is fine. She's just...
All shapes and sizes, Becky.
You're making me sound like I was saying something monstrous. I wasn't. I wasn't. I was celebrating my friend Becca.
All right. We doing news? We doing takeout?
Toeheads. Dave and I did something exciting.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on now. Takeout, baby. You can sing it with me. Can't you see
I don't remember it.
That takeout is so great? What was that takeout that you ate? Why don't you tell me about it? What was that takeout that you ate? We could probably get a Muzak version of that song. I won't say what it is. You don't know. You can put that underneath it. Can you find that? Can I task you with finding that?
I'll see what I can do.
You're going to have like a whole week without me.
I know. I'm going to be so lonely.
But you have to do it by this Friday, because that's when the episode comes out.
Toeheads, we did something exciting. Dave.
What?
What did we do?
Or do you want to say it together? One, two.
I don't know. Okay.
We went on a date. Oh. Wow.
Wow.
Well, we did go to La Samia, and I guess that's the notable part.
On a date. The kid went on a sleepover, and Dave and I went on a hot date.
Yeah.
Went to La Samia.
Yep. Went to Bonafide.
Oh, yeah. We went to Bonafide after.
Very memorable date.
It was a great date.
Yeah.
We went to La Samia, then we went home, and then we walked to Bonafide
right.
for a drink.
Beautiful
which was
night.
So nice. They have, at Bonafide, here's some bonus content, a strawberry lemonade soda that is... Soda good.
Whew.
Whew. I'll love it. I love it. Anyway, Dave had a cocktail and I had a strawberry lemonade soda.
That's right.
And it was delightful.
Yeah. You were licking your little chops.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That was me.
But before that, we went to La Samia.
Yeah,
we got a resi, last minute resi for two at the bar. Or no, a high top table.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got an actual table.
Not just an actual table, but a table in a window.
Yeah.
We got
by a window.
We were right up against the window.
We weren't in it.
We were inside the glass.
All right.
It was hard to breathe and eat.
It was like Superman 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it was like. Yeah, it was a great table. And hey, here's a fun tip we discovered because we had some reservation issues. Not their fault, our fault. But often you can get a same-day reservation at La Samia if you just head to the reservation page day of and like refresh a bunch of times. Just like check throughout the day, because like they'll pop up if people cancel. And we were able to find one. And we even like I saw a couple pop up and go away for times we didn't want.
Hey, do you want to tell people what La Samia is?
Yes, La Samia is a vegan Latin American restaurant that is here in Atlanta. It's in the Reynoldstown neighborhood. And it is owned by the people who used to do the Happy Seed pop-up. La Samia means the seed in Spanish. They opened a brick and mortar location. It is gorgeous inside. They have a beautiful bar. They have wonderful drinks. Dave and I have both eaten there separately, but this was our first time eating there together.
That's right.
It is a reservation place. You need a reservation. You cannot just walk in. They're too busy because their food is incredible and you probably won't be able to get seated.
You'll get turned away.
Yeah, they turn you away if you don't have a reservation. Not because they're snooty, but because they're fully booked.
It's embarrassing. You get paraded out.
Yeah.
A little walk of shame by all the people who are eating and looking at you and laughing.
Yeah. So we were seated. And we ordered our drinks. I got the Smoky Rose, which is their grapefruit mocktail. Dave said he thinks it might be kind of like a Paloma-inspired kind of mocktail. And I know that it's delicious. And I recommend it if you're looking for a mocktail. They also have a non-alcoholic Negroni that is really good, too. I don't think it tastes like a Negroni necessarily, but it does taste lovely. You got a drink, too, right?
Yes, and I'll tell you about it. I know how to do this.
Okay.
I'm looking up the drink I got. I think I got the Boulevard to Memorial or Memorial to Boulevard. I can't remember the order. But it was an old fashioned. It was a very tasty old fashioned.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was pretty too.
Well, I mean, the subject was holding it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was dressed up for a date.
You did. You look good.
Yeah.
We both dressed up for a date.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we also ordered some appetizers because we were hungry. We got the ham croquettes and we got the esquites, which is a smoky, creamy corn salad.
That's right. You were a little surprised by the corn salad.
Yes. I thought...
I was suggesting it with our meal and you were insisting on it as an app.
I was.
And just, who was right?
Obviously you, always.
No, not always. I've been wrong, probably, but... I was right this time because I had had it before and you just wouldn't listen to me. And in the middle of our date, I went on and on about how you just don't listen to me.
And I was like, what? So the ham croquettes are little creamy deep fried 2-bite croquettes. We tried them with and without dipping them in the mayo ketchup. What did you think?
Delightful.
Oh, so good. Smoky and creamy and just, honestly, a ham croquette doesn't sound to me like something I would have even liked when I was eating meat.
When you call it a ham croquette, it kind of makes it sound.
Okay, well, yeah, the menu is in Spanish. And
Jesus Christ.
They call them the croquetas de
jamón.
Jamón.
Yeah.
But I don't speak Spanish, and so I was worried about so doing the Spanish, so I called them the ham croquettes.
The ham croquette.
That's what they are. They were so good.
They were terrific, yeah.
I would definitely... this is a must order for me, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the esquites, which was grilled corn in this creamy sauce with their almond cotija cheese on top and cilantro and lime.
Is it cotija or cotija?
Cotija.
Oof.
Joke's on me. So the almond cotija, which are like, it's like little white, crumbly, salty bits, cheesy bits on top. And I thought this was really good. I think I would have preferred it with something to dip in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you think about the esquites? This was your second time
having them. This is my recommendation. Yeah. I thought you would really enjoy it. It was fun to share. It was creamy. It was corny. Like the corn was crisp. It was good.
It was good.
Only so much you can say about it, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it was good. What are we, a food podcast? I liked eating it. The texture was nice. Reminded me of a playground.
Okay. So I had a very corny time, because my entree I got was the chochoyotes, which I'm probably mispronouncing, but it's a corn soup with coconut milk. And y'all, this was incredible. It was so, so good. Part of the reason I wanted to get a couple appetizers was because I thought this would be like a lighter entree. And I was right. It was a little bit lighter, a little bit brothy, and it was just delightful. And it came with these little cornmeal cakes, little baby cornmeal cakes in it.
Like little dumplings.
Sop up the broth. Oh, so good.
Yeah. I had one.
Yeah.
It's tasty.
Yeah. Just super flavorful, creamy, corny, delightful.
So the time that I went before that, time that we went, I had the bistec de, I'm sorry, in advance, palomilla. And I loved it so much that I was wrestling with, are you really going to come here and order that again? And I said it to you, and you were inconclusive. You're bad at support about that sort of thing. When I'm indecisive about something, you're like, yeah, it's a tough decision. And it's like, I need you to tip me one way or the other.
Oh, I was just validating your feelings. I don't want to tell you what to do.
I need you to stern mommy me into making a choice.
I don't know if you've witnessed my parenting, but that's not how I roll.
Yeah, but you can still be a stern mommy with me.
Oh, God. That's not. No.
So I ordered it again. And the server said, I'm glad you ordered that. There's only a few left.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, we sell out of it every night. And when it's gone, it's gone. So I was feeling pretty good about myself. And I loved it a second time. This is a lion's mane mushroom with yuca hash, caramelized onion, and mojo.
That sounds right to me.
Thank you.
I'm not as sure about that
Thank you, Katia. It was, they bring out a steak knife, and it sounds, it seems like that's just kind of for show or whatever, but this was a very steak-adjacent flavor. The texture was spot on. It's over the yuca, which has a little bit of a potato puree. The little bit on the sour side with the lemon treatment to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think having it the first time, I was just in heaven. Having it the second time, I was in heaven, but I noticed that sour bitterness a little bit more. And I think I still love it. It's still I would wholeheartedly recommend it to anybody who has never had it before. But I also came out of it feeling like, all right, I'm going to try something new next time.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
So this was my first time trying it. And I grew up in South Florida. A lot of Cuban food. In South Florida, Cuban food, as far as the eye can see, amazing Cuban food too, legit and delightful. And anyway, we ate a lot of Cuban food when I was a kid. And one of my favorite things to order was palomino steak, which is what this is a vegan version of. It's a lemony steak. It doesn't always come with the mashed yuca, which was kind of almost like a puree.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they nailed it. It reminded me of the palomino steak from my childhood. The texture was incredible. The flavor, spot on, just legit. When I tasted yours, was like, I did wrong. I should have ordered this.
You did great.
What I had was delicious, but what I tried that was like a bite of childhood. It was so good. It just threw me back in a way that, it's rare that a dish can do that, especially when you're vegan.
Yeah.
And one of your favorite dishes was very much not from childhood,
When they bring the knife out, it's so exciting.
It is.
They bring a sharp knife out and they're like, we don't do this for just anybody. And they're like, we brought this from the back, from the armory. We brought this sharp knife out and they lay it before you on the table. It's like you've been knighted.
Yeah.
And then you look around and you're like, y'all don't have the knife I have.
So I ordered this soup, and so they came back with utensils for both of us. Dave got a big old steak knife, and I got a giant spoon.
Yeah.
We both got special utensils. Yours, arguably more fancy.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, they set the knife down in front of you, and I got upset. I was like, I'm the knife. Give me the knife. Over here, please. So they didn't get a tip.
Oh, my God. So what we didn't do was order dessert. I really wanted to try those fritters, but I was just very full.
Yeah.
So full.
I was full.
Yeah. I ordered the soup partly because I was like, and then we can get those fritters. But it was not in the cards for us that day.
Yeah.
But wow.
Great time. Great date.
Great huh? date. We laughed. Yeah. We talked. It was sealed so the fun. Deal. So my two...
I thought you were going to retake it.
No, I'm going to leave it in. So,
no, don't.
Okay. We laughed. We talked.
We sealed the deal.
God damn it. So I do have two tips about La Samia. I just want to reiterate the thing about the reservation. Make one. And you might be able to get one day of if you're like, if you just keep checking back throughout the day.
It's like Disney Genie.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to just keep, don't refresh forever because after a while they won't let you refresh anymore, but just keep checking back.
I didn't run into that.
I did.
I refreshed all day.
I was out and and we took a break for a snack and I was on my phone just refresh. And, yeah. and after like five or six times, it was like, no more. My other tip, though, is bring in your parking ticket because they validate. And Ooh. Otherwise, parking in that deck is expensive.
Is so. It? How much?
I don't know. But I looked at the hourlies. When I went the first time, I looked at the prices and was like, oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Actually left and looked for street parking, couldn't find any, and went back to the deck. But then it turned out that they validate. So, important tips about La Samia.
Yep. Hey, good time.
Oh, great time. Good time. Can't wait to do it again.
Hey, let's head over to the newsroom.
Dee 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 dee.
No.
This is Talking Toe News.
Hey, welcome to Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news and present it for discussion. And this week is no different. How'd that theme song sound? Little secret, Becky drops this in post every time. I don't even hear it anymore. So, yeah. So that's production, baby. All right, this one is from plantbasednews.org by Amy Buxton. 11 April 2023. Headline, breaking. That's me saying breaking. The headline doesn't say breaking. Vegan egg brand takes on anti-drag laws in the U.S. Drag fans are fighting discriminatory legislation with sellout vegan-friendly brunches. Plant-based egg innovator Eat Just has thrown its support behind drag artists and the LGBTQIA+ community to protest new anti-drag legislation in the U.S.
Bow, bow. Specific- to the protest, not to the...
Yeah, wow. Specifically, it's targeting Tennessee, which recently became the first U.S. state to ban drag shows, including brunches and public spaces. The state passed a bill at the start of March that prohibits drag shows cited as adult cabaret performances from occurring in public or in the presence of children. Drag is also no longer allowed to be shown within 1,000 feet of places of worship, public parks, or schools.
More Just than- 1,000 feet is like a really far distance.
It is very far, yeah.
It's like those drug-free school zones that make everything a drug-free school zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a result of the new legislation proposals, Eat Just, the maker of Just Egg, has launched its Brunches for Everyone campaign. It sees the food manufacturer sponsoring drag brunches in Tennessee and supplying them with its vegan egg products. Eat Just will also match customer tips given to drag performers at sponsored brunch events. We usually stay out of politics, but when you mess with brunch, you mess with us. Tom Rose Meisel, head of global marketing for Just Egg, said in a statement. There's a lot more cool stuff. It's going to make me all choked up to talk about, but it's really awesome.
I'm already all choked up.
I think it's cool. It's a good egg, too.
It is a good egg.
I wouldn't feel this way if Simply Eggless were doing this.
Yeah, don't buy that Simply Eggless, no matter what they do.
Yeah. No, buy the, if they support a drag brunch, I'll do it.
Yeah, me too.
I'll eat it.
I'll buy a sympathy. Oh, I won't eat it, but I'll buy a sympathy bottle and throw it away.
You'll eat it. Come on. It's the least you can do.
No, the least I could do is buy it and throw it away.
No, what if they're like, baby, give us another shot? Maybe.
Have they reformulated in this scenario?
Maybe. You made it wrong. Let me make it for you, baby. That's Sibley Eglis's voice.
This is an elaborate scenario. Baby.
I know I did wrong. Baby, you got to give me another shot. What do you say? What do you say to Sibley Eglis?
You burned me too badly the first time, man.
But baby, I sponsored this drag brunch for you.
I'll buy a bottle and throw it away.
Yeah, you gotta taste it.
All right.
Or I'm not gonna sponsor the drag brunch.
Okay, I'll eat it. I'll eat your stupid egg that tastes bad.
And then you eat it. And
it's terrible.
I put spices in it and stuff.
Oh, they don't mask the horrid texture. It's horrible. Oh.
I cooked it right, though. It tastes good.
It doesn't. There's nothing you could do.
Baby, you gave it a second. It's falling apart.
I know I'm being a bad improv partner, but I can't.
You are no budding me.
I stand by my beliefs regarding Sibley Eglis. Ay, ay, ay. It's trash. As are these drag laws. Also, I'm going to go buy some Just Eggs. I'll be right back.
So, yeah. I think I'm just delighted.
Me too, by what they're doing. Not to reiterate. Not the laws. The laws are trash.
Yeah, I think that's clear.
Okay.
This is Talkin' Toe News.
All right. What a great story. Thanks for that, David. And we'll be right back. We're going to just take a quick break. And we'll be right back after some ads. Or one ad.
Hopefully.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. What a fun ad. What a fun ad that was. And we cannot eat the peanut butter cups yet because we have to talk about this wrap.
Yes, let's do it quickly because I want to eat these peanut butter cups.
But this wrap was good. So there I am at Whole Foods looking for lunch in all the wrong places.
Looking for lunch.
Yeah, that's what I was tapping into. So I appreciate you landing that plane. My go-to sushi, too boring. My recently found vegan fish wrap, vegan tuna salad wrap, too nasty.
Incorrect.
And there, what do I see in the prepared food section? And not the hot bar. I'm not talking about that nasty old hot bar that everybody's breathing on and germing on and touching on. I'm talking about the little cooler to the right of the hot bar. I see sandwiches. I see burritos. I see that nasty vegan tuna wrap.
Did not pick that up for your wife who loves it.
Nope. Yep. And I saw the falafel.
Yeah, you did.
That's right. That's right. And so I got it. And I brought it home and we shared it.
We did.
So I'm a little hesitant, but I'm like, I seem to be on a mission to find better lunch options at this place. Going somewhere else, apparently not an option. I have to go to the Whole Foods.
Well, to be fair, you can walk there and it's quick.
Yeah.
Those are good qualities in a lunch place.
And I can get English muffins.
Yeah.
Today I got a whole thing of Dr. Bronner's for $11. Like the jug.
Yeah,
the giant. Jug.
The jug.
On the jug, special. Honey. I buy it. I bring it home. I squirrel it home to my family. I unfurl my knapsack and I pull out the goods that I've purchased on my day out at work. And I present the vegan falafel wrap to you.
Yes.
And we each have half.
Yeah.
And we say nothing.
That's right.
It remains a secret. For a very long time. This was a month ago.
Yes.
And now, just like the Reese's peanut butter cups, which I purchased and you squirreled away in here and then delayed recording after delayed recording and then delayed recording, we finally get to talk about it. And I guess I'll start.
Go ahead. Since
you're just psychodolling me. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was very filling. I thought it was very flavorful. I thought it wasn't too heavy. I thought it wasn't too saucy. I thought it was exactly what I'm looking for in a falafel wrap. I thought it was perfect.
Dave, I agree with you.
This is the third week in a row that we agree with each other.
So I will say, I didn't think it was perfect, but I thought it was great. I thought it was flavorful. I love the cilantro. I love the crunchy cucumber and bell pepper. I made mine into two lunches. I split it in half and I had half a wrap and then a cup of this split pea soup that I had made and recipe on my website. And it was great. I had like a half and half lunch, soup and a sandwich.
Yeah.
And it was delightful.
The diner special.
Yeah. My only wish with this falafel wrap, I know you said perfectly sauce and I felt like I wanted to dip it in a tahini sauce.
You would be buried in sauce if you could.
Oh my gosh. Just treading water in a vat of sauce, slurping it up.
Is that how you I've said buried.
Oh, and then I'd drown in it, I guess.
So the sauce, you want the sauce to be what kills you. I was just saying like when you die, yeah, I'll be sad, but then I'll pick you up and put you into like a casket and then fill it with sauce. And then have you lowered into it.
No, you'd be scattering my ashes atop a jar of sauce.
So you don't want to be immersed in sauce, like embalmed by sauce.
No, I want to be a topping. A sprinkle.
I don't know why I'm less into that idea.
Well,
I think maybe it's because I don't want to touch your ashes. Is it weird to not want to touch your ashes?
Well, ask them if you can get a shaker top for the jar.
Like a salt thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do other people reach in and grab it and throw it?
I don't know how it works. I've never done it. I don't know.
Would you do it if I wanted you to reach in and grab my ashes and throw them?
Yes.
You are gross, though.
I am.
You are filthy.
I'm disgusting.
You will touch anything. And you do not. I have seen you pet a dog and go back to fixing food. I've seen it more than once. And I know that if I bring it up at that moment, I'm going to be the bad guy. You're going to roll your eyes at me. One time, I saw you pet a dog, and you were fixing me a cocktail, and you pulled the ice cube out with your dog hands.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't say anything.
Did you drink the cocktail?
I did drink the cocktail.
I'm proud of you.
I got sick.
No, you didn't.
No, but I felt like I should.
That's growth.
Anyway. Wash your hands and don't grab my ashes. Use a spoon or something.
Dave,
or tongs.
I know that's what you would have wanted.
I don't want rubber gloves. I want, if we're really talking about what I want when I die, and this is
legally binding.
Legally binding.
Sure.
I want to be cremated.
Yeah.
And then I want the ashes to be compressed together into like a little, like
a brick?
Mold.
Oh, a mold. So a particular shape?
I'm like a little action figure. Like I'm pressed into a little action figure.
Is that a thing?
Why wouldn't it be?
I don't know.
It's just a matter of pushing it hard enough. How much ashes would I generate?
I have no idea.
I'm saying this size, not after my lifestyle changes. I'm saying this size. How many ashes would I?
A
pound?
Sure. I have no idea.
Like, what do you think it would take to make like a little muscle man? And he would be muscly. I would make the mold muscly.
Yeah, of course.
What do you, a pound would do that.
Yeah.
Toeheads, how much will I weigh when I'm dead and turned into ashes? Will it be enough to press into a mold the size of a muscle man? Because that is what I want. And then the muscle man, mm-hmm. you could poke a hole through the head and wear it around your neck. You could put it on the mantle. You could make a little trophy, world's best dad. You could do whatever you wanted with it. But it's like a figure that's not taking up that much space that somebody three generations from now accidentally throws away. And then like... my afterlife is like in a dumpster or something, you know? I get to see what happens to the worst of the world as it deteriorates.
That sounds great.
It's kind of nice.
It's poetic, and I like it.
So that's what you'll do?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm not suggesting you press it together with your hands. Mm-hmm. Like, it would need to be like a moldorama type thing.
Right, yeah, of course.
You could tap our friends for that.
Yes.
For help on that.
Yes.
And that you get to smell the smell.
Wonderful.
The moldorama smell.
Oh, the moldorama smell is lovely.
It's real good.
It is real good. Waxy. So, Dave.
I liked it.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Fucking bummers.
Fucking bummers. What would you rate this this sandwich?
I give it 9 fucking bummers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also, 9 fucking bummers, but make yourself a tahini sauce.
Yeah. Oh, look. I'm not saying I wouldn't dip it in a sauce if a sauce were there, but it's very surprisingly difficult for a falafel dish to be light. Given how light falafel is, most falafel dishes I've had have been very heavy dishes, very filling heavy dishes. It's nice to have a light falafel option.
I agree.
All right. Full
option.
All right. That's going to be what kills me. Do you want to have a snack?
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. Do you want to tell the story of finding these? Mm-mm. Where did you get them?
Got them at Kroger.
Kroger?
Yeah.
I'm always at Kroger. Have never seen these.
Have you looked?
Yes.
Where have you looked?
In the candy aisle.
In the special section of the candy aisle?
Oh, it's not with the other Reese's.
No. And this one looked like a mistake. It was the last one in a box. It looked like somebody had placed it there as a prank. I wouldn't be surprised if there were little needle holes in the front of it and that we are going to get our afterlife wishes sooner than we thought.
I'm inspecting it. I don't see any needle holes. Let's eat this thing.
Hey, maybe perhaps we be clear about what it is
and
what we are doing.
Y'all, this is the Reese's plant-based peanut butter cups. Meow,
meow. There's a well-placed air horn.
I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm opening it.
I don't want a full one. What?
Okay. Well, you figure that out.
Just break it in half.
No, I'm taking a whole one and then I'm going to slide this over to you to do whatever you
want. Oh my God, there's no wrapper.
It's just like the Justin's one inside.
Why isn't there the paper wrapper? The cupcake liner.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
Ugh.
It's okay.
There's a hole in mine. There's really a hole in mine.
Do you want to trade with me?
No.
Okay.
There you are. I've been missing you. You did it. You did it. Mm. I've been missing you. 100% the taste of a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, they did it. And we got 2 more of these in the kitchen.
I do. They're going in the freezer. Stat. Perfect. Perfect snack. Perfect snack. Great day. Great day on the pod. Bad episode, but great day. We ate good food. Talked about what we want to happen after we die.
I mean, I'm still eating. Mm. That salty, salty peanut butter.
Becky supported anti-drag legislation.
I did not! Oh, so good. I'm still eating peanut butter cup, toe heads. Y'all get your hands on this. UK vegans, you probably have this for like 15 years, but American vegans, get on it. If we could find it at Kroger, you could probably find it at most grocery stores.
Hey, are we getting this in the UK's not?
Probably they had it.
Take on. That shit, guys. How's it feel? How does it fucking feel? I'm sorry.
Hey, in related chocolate news, there is a plant-based Hershey bar that's also oat milk chocolate that should be available in grocery stores too. I saw it in Kadri's stories, Kadri's Kitchen on Instagram. And we're gonna try to get our hands on those too, and we will try them on the pod ASAP.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that it is just as delicious because is it the same company?
Reese's?
Hershey owns Reese's, so yeah. It's the same. Mm-hmm. So if you see those Hershey plant-based chocolate bars, I think you can confidently grab one knowing it's going to be delicious because this Reese's cup was incredible.
A plus.
Also, on Kadri's stories, I saw too late that Lindt dark chocolate Easter bunnies are accidentally vegan. So if you can find on sale Easter candy, y'all, look for those Lindt bunnies because they looked really good.
We looked.
You didn't find them? No. Hopefully for next year.
Yep. Do we got a letter?
Dim Sim Kitty writes, "Hello, friends. Today, I was listening to the new ep in my car and wished I could pull over to applaud Becky saying that they need to stop using coconut oil in vegan cheese. As someone with a low tolerance to coconut fat, it makes me feel so sick. I can't eat so many current cheeses because they tend to be held together by so much coconut oil. We need new vegan cheese breakthroughs, please. The current vegan cheese wars are mostly a war on my own personal self. This also means I can't eat a lot of vegan ice creams and yogurts." Ugh, so true. Ice creams, vegan ice creams are full of coconut milk or coconut oil. "Vegan cafes here only have coconut ice cream for their milkshakes and desserts. Ridiculous sweet breakfasts. Nobody needs ice cream and dairy floss. Fairy floss and honeycomb for breakfast." I don't know what fairy floss is.
Yeah, me either.
That must be an Australian thing. These must be Australian things that I want to know about. But I digress. "Companies, stop using so much coconut fat in vegan products, please. In other thoughts, if Dave gets to have talkin' toe views, which I enjoy, Becky should also get to have a regular skating segment without spending any of her skating coins. I do love hearing about the skating." Thank you. "I love hearing people talk about things they love so much." Thank you for that validation about all the things I like, Dim Sim Kitty. Vegan cheese without coconut milk, skating.
Look, nobody's saying you can't have a skating segment. I'm just saying do the work. Name right. The segment.
Yeah.
Come up with a theme song.
Yeah.
Restrict all of your skating talk to that segment. That's one I think you're going to have a tough time with.
That's going
to
be tough.
I'm just like, if you don't do that, you spend the coin.
Challenge accepted.
All right.
Yes. And so if you didn't hear last week's episode, first of all, you should listen to it. Our guest was Robin Means from Vegan Dollhouse, and it was great, and she's very funny.
The show's better when we have guests on it because the guests are worth listening to.
Unlike the two of us.
Yeah. That's what I was, yeah.
But I was complaining that vegan cheeses always have coconut oil in them. I'm trying to look after my heart a little more now that I'm in my mid-40s, and coconut oil in large amounts is not super great for your heart, as I understand it. And oh boy, it's in a lot of stuff. It's really been kind of restrictive.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to just cut back. Like, I'm using less vegan cheese on stuff because I still want it.
Yeah.
And I don't like cut, I don't know. I'm just trying to treat my body a little bit better.
I ate a lot less vegan cheese today than I used to. But I also went so long without cheese. Like, I was dairy-free long before I went vegan.
Yeah.
So I don't really have, like, a cheese tooth.
I
mean, I have this tooth. It's very soft, but it's not really a cheese tooth. I wouldn't call it a cheese tooth.
It even has holes in it. It's like Swiss.
Hey!
Well.
Well.
Sim Sim Kitty, thank you for that letter. I feel very validated. And if you would like to write us a letter, Toeheads, you can write to us at talkingtofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Or you can slide into our DMs on Twitter or Instagram. I read and respond to every single one.
Don't slide into our BMs.
No, stinky. And thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really does help us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod.
Keep going.
You can also follow us at Talkin' Tofu on Twitter or Talkin' Tofu Pod on Instagram. And I am Glue and Glitter on all social media. And you can find my recipes, including that split pea soup, at glueandglitter.com.
I'm Line Leader on Twitter and Instagram. Line Leader was taken on TikTok. And Line Leader on OnlyFeet.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Cat.
Nothing.
It was great. I thought the silence was it. Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Goodbye. You're giving me nothing.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.